So I'd like you to just take time to sit up straight with your feet hip width apart and take a really deep breath in through your nose as deeply as you can and really blow it out and with a sigh. Inhale again. Really stretch up if you want to and really exhale. And again, inhaling up. And really let it out. And just wiggle your shoulders about a bit. Now I'd like you to turn to the person that you're sitting next to. And really, really look into their eyes. Turn to the person you're sitting next to. Whoever, wherever they are, look at them. And I want you to really acknowledge who they are. They're a human being. They're a magnificent human being, being human. But even deeper than that, they are God being. They are God. You're staring in the face of God. And just say something nice to that other person. Just say something nice. Just see the God in that other person, the divine. They're equal to you. We're all equal. We're all the same. So then what I'd like you to consider next is, what if you matched your energy with the divine? What if you actually met the divine, the source, God? What if you actually saw this being, this energy, face to face, and you matched the energy of the universal source? How would that make you feel? How would you feel? If you matched that energy head on, would you be expanded? Would you be enlightened? Would you ascend? Can we just have some feedback? Can I have some feedback? How would you think you'd feel if you matched the divine source head on? And you... But would you be in union with that energy? You'd be whole and holy. You'd become holy. You'd become the source of holiness. So I just want to read this to you and see what you think about this. If God had a name, what would it be? What would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him and in all his glory, what would you ask if you just had one question? And yes, God is great. And yes, God is good. And yeah. But what if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home. And if God had a face, what would it look like? And would you want to see it if seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus and the saints and all the prophets? And yeah, God is great. Yeah, God is good. And yeah. So with that concept of, like, if God was one of us, maybe we are God. Maybe we are part of the God energy. When can we embody that? When do you think we can all embody that knowledge that we are God? And when you're looking in the face of another person, you're looking at the face of Christ and treating that person with utmost respect, acknowledge them as the beloved and yourself as the beloved. Wouldn't that be beautiful? To have that reciprocation of symbiotic magnificence and respect for another human being. Just makes me cry thinking about how wonderful that would be. It would be majestic and magical. And so I want to finish with a chant. that I came up with. And it's about embracing the energy of God and being in the symbiotic flow and almost challenging the divine to match your energy as well as you're matching that. So, you know, you can challenge the ultimate with your beloved energy. So we could always do that and make ourselves more holy and more magnificent than we already are. So here's the chant. Wherever I am, you are there. Wherever I am, you're not far. Wherever I am, there you are. You are, you are, you are, you are my heart. Wherever I am, you're my light. Wherever you are, shine as bright. Wherever I am, let's be light. Be light, be light, be light, be light, be light. So let's all be light and shine in each other's faces our divine nature. Thank you.